I tell you what, the effect that the gospel can have on your life is outstanding, if you understand it. I believe the message that the Lord has shared with me this morning, He shared it with me this morning. He changed the whole thing this morning. I was sitting in the great room of my home praying early this morning, and all of this just started coming. And then I caught on. Sometimes I got to catch on what He wants to do. And I caught on what He wants to do this morning. Thank you for being here. Those of you who are visiting with us, may God's great grace and great power be upon you. To the membership of this church, I want to let you know your life is about to change this morning. That's some instruction, some special instruction the Lord has given me this morning in the Word. And Father, we just thank you that your Word will clarify the celebration of this day every day in our hearts, mind, lifestyle, and everything we do. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Those of you are watching by internet, LeroyThompson.tv, all my partners and all the members of LT. Yes, sir, I receive. You want to take good notes this morning, I tell you. I believe your life about to be changed. The Word. Amen. Yeah, the Word of God. The Word. The Word can do it, can it? Can't the Word change your life? Praise God. You know, we go all over the world, you know. As we preach, it goes all over the world. In foreign countries. My goodness. What a responsibility. Thank God for grace. Thank God for His grace. You know, if you need an answer this morning, guess what? You're going to get it. If you have something you're dealing with that need to be corrected, it will be revealed to you this morning. Isn't that wonderful? That's how powerful the Word of God is. It can do things if you feel downtrodden and feel like nobody loves you, it'll be answered this morning. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 10, and then the revelation of Philippians 3, verse 10 is in Ephesians chapter 1. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. If you write in notes, the secret of being connected to the resurrection power fully. The secret of being connected to the resurrection power fully. What I say? And that secret is plural. Secrets. In Philippians 3:10, he said that I may know him. And he goes on to say there is another dimension in knowing him. Did you get that? See, you might just know him, but there's another dimension of knowing him. So he says here in the text that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. See, it seemed like that power and that fellowship has something to do with it, right? Being made conformable to his death. Now you go to Ephesians 1. And there's a description of this power in the 19th verse, 1 and 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe? According to the working of what? What did he say now? According to the working of what? His mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him on his own right hand in the heavenly places. Now watch what he said in verse 21 now. My goodness. He's talking about this power. Watch what he said. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That's put all things according to this power, you see. This power has the ability to do this. Has put all things under his feet and give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Now, here's what the Holy Spirit is saying as he talks about being fully connected, the secret of being fully connected to the resurrection, or being connected to the resurrection power fully. In order to do this, now I'm going to give you some hints. Now there's some hints in the Spirit. In order to do this, you must know what happened before the resurrection. You must know what happened before the resurrection. Then you're capable of knowing what happened at the resurrection. Just take notes at the resurrection. In order to know the power of the resurrection fully and connect with it fully, you have to know what happened after the resurrection. Before the resurrection itself and what happened after. You hear that? So, let's look at what happened before the resurrection. Turn to 1 Corinthians. You cannot understand the power of the resurrection or connect fully with the power of the resurrection if you do not understand the power of the cross. See, they're connected. You see, you can't go straight to resurrection power. There wouldn't be no resurrection power if it was not for the power of the cross. So there has to be, before you can be connected, there has to be a connection. I said before you can be connected properly or fully, there has to be a connection of the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost, the power of the gospel, the power of the word. All of these must be connected if you're going to fully orchestrate the power of the resurrection in your lifestyle. Now you have to understand, actually, when one understands this properly, you have 1 Corinthians? When one understands this properly, their power becomes unlimited. And I want to further introduce you to some things that may try to happen but can't happen to those who know the power. Now notice in 1 Corinthians 1:18. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is foolish to them that perish. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us, what you're saved is what?
The power of God.
Power of God. He looked so weak. He looked it so defeated on that cross. It's just like sometime in your life. You feel so helpless. And you look like you're so weak. and look like that circumstance is overtaking you. But it can't. Because it, behind every attack you have, there's a resurrection coming. You have to know that. See, and that's your courage. That's your confidence. No matter how it look, no matter how you feel, you know that God's not going to let you stay there. Notice that also, other two verses, you got to understand the power of the resurrection. Look at the 23rd verse now. For we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, unto the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greek, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So you got to know that. Now, when you come down to the resurrection power, Philippians 3:10, I read it. Now, let's look at the power of the Holy Ghost in Acts 1:8. Acts 1:8. Yeah, Acts 1:8. See, you're going to be fully connected. You're going to have to understand all this. These powers, look at me, look at me. These powers work together to become one power. And when you understand all three of these powers, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the power of the Holy Ghost, and they become infused together in your inner being, you begin to know that nothing can take you out, nothing can take you down. All right? So I'm going to hurry to read Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judah and in Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. All right, now look at with me as the Holy Ghost drive me here. In Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. We got to connect these powers. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He gave you power, right? And he give you power by the Holy Ghost, give you power, right? Yes, all right, now stick with me now. There's different powers. I want you to see this. I got to get this across. So the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, let's look at a minute the power of the gospel. Wow. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, yes, just for a few moments. Power of the gospel now. Yes, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Now, Paul tell us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he tell us where the power came from. For he says in verse 2 of chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verse 2 of chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, he says something. He said, for I'm determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yes, Paul said, I'm going to stick with this power. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going to stick with this power. Yes, sir. Now, notice verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not from science. Was not a poem. Was not with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You listening? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I can't hear y'all over that. 1 Thessalonians 1:5. Just a moment. You don't have to worry long. You got nowhere to go now. It's raining out there. And he says, well, stay here with me and let me preach. First Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5. This is powerful. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost. That's the next power, see? And in much assurance as you know, what manner of men we were among you for your sake, men of power. Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe it. I think there's one more I need to tell you before I start giving you some principles to work with. Lord, my goodness. Oh, glory to God. That's right. And forgot, as Junior was talking, we're talking about the synoptic gospel. They both give you a different flavor and a deeper look at Jesus. Look in gospel, Matthew 28. Verse 18. Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So it seems like we're having a power discussion here. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:11. Let's deal with the quickening power that is on the inside of you. Power that can rise above anything and anyone. There's a live power on the inside of me. Say it. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive on the inside of me with the same ability to handle anything that arrives in my life. I'm coming up out of here. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. I'm trying to convince you of something. How to be fully connected with God. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12. Amen. For the word of God is quick. Listen at the Lord. Listen. And power. And sharp. Yes. And you go on, you know, you go on and on. But I just want you to see that part. All right. Now. You must always be operating in resurrection power consciousness. You must always, no matter what it look like, no matter what it feel like, no matter who like, you must always be in the consciousness of resurrection power. Meaning nothing, absolutely nothing, and nobody can keep you down. No storm is big enough to hold you from success. The power on the inside of you will cause the storm to roll away. You have to have that consciousness. And that's why you have to operate by faith. Because sometimes look like you don't feel the power. This power does not work only by feeling. Sometimes you feel it, but this power works by faith. And you have to know you have this power. I know my Redeemer living. I'm not guessing about this. I'm not trying to make no deal. Every enemy I mess with me is already defeated, including sickness and disease. Including lack and limitation. Yes. I'm conscious of a power that's on the inside of me that is above every name.
Yes, sir.
You have to develop that consciousness, children. You have to recognize you're not just somebody. You're not. This is not a 4-H club.
Yes, sir.
This is not the Boy Scout.
Yes, sir.
No, 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 no. You got a power on the inside of you. You have to recognize that power on the inside of you. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Never permit anyone or anything to rape you of that power. Don't bother nothing. Don't bother nobody. Don't bother nothing, because they can't whip you. They can't pin you down. Anybody who is a Christian who let the enemy fool them that they're defeated, you just been raped. Don't you be raped another day. Now, even if you made a mistake, there's enough power to help you in your mistake. Don't you ever feel sorry? Don't you ever be worried about how it's going to come out? You have to know how it's going to come out, because the greater one lives on the inside of me. Don't be raped. Don't be raped. Don't be raped of the power. That's very important. Never permit yourself or anyone or anything to rape you of that power. Rape you to make you live a lower, degraded life. Rape you with some worldly offer that is not from God. Talking about everybody doing it. Well, everybody keep doing it. I'm not doing it. I have power to stop from doing it. What? Let this power have proper grip on everything that happened in your life. Let this power, let this power have proper grips on everything that happened in your life. If sickness and disease come, let this power have grip on it. If something happened on the job, they're trying to misuse you, let this power. Something happened in your marriage, let this something happen with your children, let this power have grip on it. With this power in mind and in place, you will never have to worry how things are going to come out. Why? You're in charge. Now, either you in charge or somebody else going to be in charge. Make up your mind who in charge. See, God put that power in you for you to be in charge. The fight not over till you win. That power is constantly working for you right now. That power, whatever you're going through right now, listen to me, children. Whatever you're going through right now, that power is at work. Let the power work. The power is sure to win. The power is sure to have victory, because he gives you a name that is above every name.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here's what the Holy Spirit said this morning. Tell them this power will cause everything to work in your favor. You got to be fully connected, though. See, you can't think no other thoughts. You got to be power conscious. This power, if it's above every name, is above principality, I receive. Above principality, powers, and dominion. That's what it said in Ephesians 1:19. Come and turn there, because you're going to need to look at that again. Ephesians 1:19. See? Everything, when you're operating fully connected to this resurrection power, everything must come out to work in your favor.
Amen.
Y'all receiving this?
Amen.
What you dealing with now? What you dealing with now? What you dealing with now? It's going to come out in your favor.
Yes.
Stay in the power.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's right. Glory to God.
Huh. What is the exceeding greatness of the power to us who believe? That toward us, see? According to the work in my power. Give me the next verse. What you wrought in Christ. Come on. Go to the next verse. There it is. Far above. Can you find your Mickey Mouse problem in that? Can you find what you're dealing with right now this morning? You come here to church. You come here. You think you're going to leave just like you can. I'm not going to let you. Can you find what messing with you? Can you find it in there? Huh? For above all principality, that is, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. That's a wrap. Huh? Is that a wrap?
Yes, sir.
Here's what the Spirit of God is saying. There is nothing that can go beyond your power dealing with it.
Mm. Wow. Nothing.
It's trying to trick you.
Wow.
Whatever it is that bring worry and fear and anxiety is trying to trick you. It don't want you to know that what you have is greater than it. I wish I had a praying church here. We got something to celebrate here this morning, boy. This our day. And I just come to preach here a little bit to remind you who you are. And remind you of the volume of power you carry. Good God Almighty. Now listen very carefully, because this authority, if you don't understand it, you cannot stay a baby and operate in this power. You gotta be taught, you gotta learn some things. Because you gotta overcome the flesh and what other people are saying. And so this is what the Lord said to me. This is the moment your maturity has been bringing you to.
Yeah. Wow.
This morning.
Wow.
This morning.
Yes, sir.
No, we're talking about this morning.
Yes, sir.
This is the moment your maturity has been bringing you to. What is that moment? Listen, to know without a shadow of doubt that you're operating in the highest power of heaven and earth. Boy, we got something to celebrate. I don't want you to know about no stone rolled away, no napkin fold. Thank God for the fold napkin. Thank God for the angel sitting on the rock. I don't just know about the angel sitting on the rock and the napkin fold. I don't even want you to know about Jesus getting up. What good they going to do to me if he got up? I got to know how I'm connected. And I'm telling you right now, look at me. Get up from under that problem. Today is the day to resurrect. Don't worry about it anymore. If it ain't changing, don't look at it no more. Look somewhere else. There's absolutely nothing and nobody can defeat you. Power on the inside of you. Wonder working power. Woo! And no disease big enough to keep you sick. Demon tremble when we read scriptures like this. Pakalasaya. I'm going to hit a spot and preach a little bit, and then we're going home. Well, I'm going to get there. I'm going to preach a little bit this morning. I'm just going to talk a little while here. But I'm going to preach somewhere along the line here this morning. I feel the power. So I'm just talking. I'm just talking to you right now. All power is at your disposal to use in your kingdom assignment on earth. You know, we're to preach the gospel to every creature. And we are to live a life that is marked with undeniable power. Watch this now. It's going to help you. God permits some things to come in your life to show healing how he works.
Wow.
There are some people, listen to me, that are not going to get saved unless they see God get you out of something. You remember in the ninth chapter of John, it said, why the man blown by? Is he blind? Born blind for God's glory. You go over in the 11th chapter of John, it said, why did Lazarus die? He died for God's glory. He wasn't going to let him stay in the grave alone. So some things come in your life.
Yes, sir.
The enemy, God just put his hand back and let the enemy touch you a little bit, and then he mock you with his power. You might be going through a power mark right now. Oh, Lord. Lord, they didn't hear me. Lord, they didn't hear me. Lord, I wish somebody would have heard that. You might be going through a power mark right now. You think it's a failure, but it's a power mark. My. Something I want to get to here. You must desire to be marked with power. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, 14. You must desire to be marked with power. To be marked with power means that you're not going to live a life without challenges. What good power is? You don't have something to use it on. We got to practice. So when the enemy is trying to do something, you just realize, I'm about to practice my power. It's time for power practice. I said it's time for power practice. Every time you under pressure, the resurrection take place again. Y'all didn't hear me over here. Every time you come under pressure in your life, the resurrection take place again. Anybody in here on the verge of a resurrection? You got something you're dealing with, and it don't look like it won't turn you loose. You're on the verge of the greatest resurrection you ever saw in your life. Everything that happened to me, everything that happened to you should turn out to God's glory. And God's glory is never touched by defeat. I want you to leave here this morning fully connected to the resurrection power. It means that you can't lose, baby. No. You got to know what's on the inside of you. And you got to get beyond these religious biscuit and these tradition side stories. You got to come to the reality that the resurrection power, because you're born of God's Spirit, the resurrection power lives on the inside of you. So Paul said, it don't happen because sin and nonsense. It don't happen, oh Lord. It don't happen automatically. It won't happen automatically. But every time you come against a problem, there's a napkin being folded. Every time you come against a problem, as an angel gonna descend down from heaven.
Yeah.
Every time the stone get too big for you to move, God send somebody to move the stone for you. Oh Lord. You have to know when you're fully connected to the resurrection power. Nobody can hold you down. No enemy. No sickness, no disease can hold you down. Because on the third day, after the problem, give me a few more minutes. Give me a few more minutes. But I feel a power coming on. I got a lot of more stuff to teach. But I think this is such a significant moment that they thought they had him and they was having their party. Whoa! But his word came alive. He said, destroy this temple in 3 days. I'll rise it up again. Oh, Lord. They tried to put him in the grave. And they tried to tell a sad story. Early. Sunday morning. Jesus. Ha, 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 ha. Sit down. I ain't ready yet. We just want to enjoy ourselves while we're here. We just want to enjoy the story. You can't really teach the resurrection. You can teach about it. But you need to get a little stirred up on resurrection morning. Huh? You need to know what you're dealing with. You need to know who you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Them women went with the spices. They went to anoint his body. They were brave, wasn't they? The men was hiding. See, that's why I got them women praying. See, the men, all the apostles and disciples, they was hiding. The women out there with spices said, let's go anoint him. And that's why the women got the news first. Because the men was in hiding. Oh, men, why did you hide? But the women went down there with spices. They want to anoint his body. I read it this morning. Them women had a lot of nerve because the enemy was guarding the grave. And the enemy could have killed those women. But they were under God instruction. Just like you can't be killed ahead of time because you're under God instruction. You got a covering over your body. You got a covering over your life. The enemy cannot penetrate the armor of God you're wearing because of Jesus' resurrection. Yeah. You got the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. Where do you think those armor came from? They came from the power of his resurrection. You got the shield of faith, which quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Oh, Lord, your feet shared with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You got your clothes held up because you're girded with truth. And I heard Jesus say, truth will set you free. Free, free indeed. Oh, Lord, let me have a little fun yet this morning. Hallelujah. I've been serving him for 42 years. He never let me down. I've been up sometime and sometime down. You don't know whether I'm up. You don't know whether I'm down. In my down moment, I don't tell nobody about my problem. I talk a little way to somebody, so I slip away and tell Jesus about my problem. I always look like I'm up, but sometime I'm down. But when I'm down, I'm already up because I'm trusting in somebody bigger than me. Well, Lord. This resurrection morning, this my day. This my day. Is your day? I'm so happy today that I don't have to fight this battle myself. I'm so happy. I know this world can't take me out. I know my enemy can't stop me because I heard him say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's because Jesus got up on the third day. Oh, Lord. We better close and go home here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wave your hand and you believe he got up. Glory to God. I'm calling on your word of life. I want you to know you got the greater one living on the inside of you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the power of God unto salvation. I receive power and the Holy Ghost is upon me. When I operate in the Holy Ghost, power is above all other power. Are you hearing me?
Yes. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Just give me a little more time, yeah. It's Easter Sunday. It's Easter Sunday morning, man. It's Easter Sunday morning, man. Turn to Acts 4:7. Sit down. I ain't through. Turn to Acts 4:7. I didn't start preaching yesterday.
No, sir.
I ain't no rookie preacher.
No, sir.
I've been preaching 42 years, man. I done seen some resurrection.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
You must learn to manifest this power on a daily basis. You must learn to let this power manifest through you on a daily basis. And when they had set them in the midst, they ask, by what power,
yes,
or by what name have you done this?
Yes.
$1,500. Mm-hmm. By what power? $1,500, yeah. By what power, by what name? They rolled the lame man up.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
They told him, rise up and walk.
Right.
And the lame man was running and jumping now.
Yes.
And religion wants to know, by what power have y'all done
yes,
this?
Right.
You see, you have to do something spectacular in your life. You're not no regular person. Expect something supernatural, spectacular to happen tomorrow. You're supposed to be making marks that can't be erased. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You must learn. Turn to Acts 6:8. You must learn to never mother the power. Let it flow. Don't mother the power. You must learn not to mother the power. Let it flow. If the Holy Ghost come upon you around people who don't have no respect for God, they don't respect you. So if a praise come on and they don't want to praise it, pray them by yourself. Now, don't ever come to my house if you don't want me to praise him. That's the Lord's house. I'm going to praise him up in there. And if something comes, if the Holy Ghost hit me, I'm standing up from the table right in the middle of dinner and going to praise the Lord. You must learn to never mother the power, to please the dignitaries. Acts chapter 6, verse 8. Don't mother the power. No, see? Don't change your way of living to please somebody else. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Didn't he? Yes, sir. Come on, one or two more. Oh, my. You must realize operating in this power, you're the master of every situation. Ephesians 1:21. You're the master of every situation. When you're operating in this power, you're the master of every situation. What do you say? For above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, good God Almighty, but also in the world what is to come. You know, right now, I don't care how you feel about me. I come to praise him. I come to magnify his name. I ain't come to look good before you. I have a story to tell. I was lost. I'd come out of the street. Been out all night long. 42 years ago. But I heard the gospel.
Come on.
Say that.
I got born again, man. I'm saved, man.
Yes, sir.
Saved people can't be quiet.
No,
Every now and then we got to shout. We want to testify how he brought us out.
Yes, he did.
I don't know what you were doing when you got saved. But all of us was in sin.
Yes.
But aren't you glad?
Yes.
This morning you're no longer in sin.
Right.
But you're in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
And the kingdom on the inside of you. Somebody need to make some noise up in here. I'm not the only one. He delivered out of the power of darkness. Translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. I'm not the only one who was lost in sin, but I heard about his blood, and the blood have redeemed me. I'm not the only one who have something to shout about this morning. I was lost, but now I'm found. You remember your day? Huh? How many of y'all remember your day? Some of us was alcoholic. Some of us was drug addict. Some of us was street runner. But he saved us anyway. The person who didn't do nothing. You say, I've never been out. I never took a drink. I never lied. I never stole nothing. They don't have much to be thankful for. But those of us who have lied and stole stuff and drank all night long and did some wrong thing, we got a lot to be thankful for. You catch a person real quiet, they haven't never done nothing too much. But those of us who was in sin and the Lord turned our life around, we ought to make a noise up in here. You see, let me testify a little bit. I'm going to close. You see, my wife was brought up in a godly home. When I met her, she never had been out in the street. I took her out in the street. She never had been out in the street. And so she ain't had all the things on her back that I had on my back. Her mama knew I had a long record. My brother before me had a long record. And her mama got nervous when things start getting close. She said, now, Ann, you got to check this out. But, yo, before her mama died, she had a chance to see what God can do with a no-good man. Oh, Lord. The Lord let her mama live long enough she could die in peace because her daughter is in good hands because God had put his hand on me. When God put his hand on you, you can't live the same life no more. When God put his hand on you, you got to walk a certain way. When God put his hand on you, you're known as another man. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. I'm so glad I'm part of God's resurrection this morning. I've been born again. I've been washed in the blood. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, it was Good Friday. They nailed him on the cross. He stretched out with my sin and your sin on the cross. He tell me he hung there from the 6th to the 9th hour. They took him off the cross and they laid him in a grave. One day passed, Jesus was still in the grave. The second day passed, Jesus was still in the grave. Whoa! He said, devil to watch. Because he said something going to happen on the third day. On the third day, my rock and your rock got from under the rock, stood up on the rock, declared, all power is in my hand. The women went down and looked for him. The man said, why look for the living among the dead? He was dead, but now he's alive forevermore. Shout about it, church. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Ah! I'm so glad. He got up that Sunday morning. I said he got up that Sunday morning with all power in his hand. He still got all power in his hand this morning. sick and can't get well. He got healing power in him this morning. If you're broke and don't have no money, he got financial power in his hand this morning. If your family got trouble, he's a mighty good lawyer this morning. As I close this morning, I can't teach no more. I got to close yet this morning. Jesus. I just holler a little bit. I got to holler. He got up. Hey, hey. He got up with all power in his hand. You don't have to lose another battle in your life. You don't have to worry another day in your life. You got power. Say, I got power. I got power on the inside of me. I got resurrection power on the inside of me. I should live. Tell a story. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna tell a story. He's alive. He's alive. I said he's alive. Glory, he's alive. He's alive. Good God Almighty, he's alive. I'm glad he's alive. He's alive. Go tell it on the mountain. Go tell it on the hill. He's alive. Have nothing to worry about. If you're dealing with something this morning, don't worry about it. He's going to see about you. You his child. The Bible said, but as many as receive him, give he the power to become the son and daughters of God. God going to take care of his own. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you in a time of trouble. He said, I'm a present help in a time of trouble. I'm always with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Never, never goodbye. Every day gonna be hearty, hearty. Woo, glory to God. Oh. This resurrection morning, I'm glad I'm on the Lord's side. Whoa, he's been good to me. Has he been good to you? I want you to dance right where you are. If the Lord been good to you, the Lord is a mighty good God. Woo! The Lord is a mighty good God. Wake up, word of life. The Lord. It's Easter Sunday morning, right? I'm just going to ask. I don't want y'all to dance again, but I'm going to ask something. Have you ever been sick and God hear you? Have you ever been broke? Didn't know what you're going to do. I've been there. And I'm still here, though. God brought me through. Huh? Have you ever had any family problems? All right, y'all dance again now. Okay? And all that, but I just, the Holy Ghost is telling me to preach a little bit. See, Jesus did two things. He was a teacher and he was a preacher. And when he was at Lazarus' grave, he didn't say, Lara. Lara. No, the Bible says he spoke with a loud voice. And we have let so much teaching remove all preaching. But you got to preach some. You see how the spirit movement in here right now? Y'all stirred up. That's why. And I really didn't catch the one I was trying to catch. I ain't caught the train I was trying to catch. I was trying to catch a faster train, but I couldn't. Every time I got on it, I fell back off, so I just left it alone. But it stirred up the body of Christ. I see Lee Nita. I see the glory in you now. It's all over. Like a white cloud all over. I'm seeing it. It's hanging. People's heart is racing. That's what the preaching of the gospel do. See, those few principles I gave you, they became more powerful. You know, if something comes, you say, what the pastor said? Wait a minute. I'll be right back. Wait, let me see what the pastor said. And come back and say, you ain't got no power over me. Pastor taught me about 14 or 15 powers. You got your mind? You see my point? All right, Montreal, go ahead.